to the podcast for empathy and imagination. My name is Aubrey Cloutier.
And I am Drew Clark. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to the podcast for empathy and imagination. This is the podcast where we empathize, connect, research, explore, debate, and listen to each other, our guests, and the listeners. It's a lovely warm day here in Crockett, California. We are here at Gradient Studios. It is a deliciously sweltering and lovely day.
It is hot.
It's real warm. There's some noise outside too, I thought.
Yeah, all right. Some noise.
So, as usual, we're enjoying the technical prowess of Swisher Studios and having millions of cables around. And, you know, it's just, it's good. It's real good. So, yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Let's check in, Aubrey. Well, first of all, this sounds like there's some sort of dog attack
there's
happening.
There's a dog
outside.
Apocalypse outside. I don't know if anyone can hear that, but it's pretty severe.
It sounds, yeah, there it is. It sounds kind of like they're dragging dogs behind a truck or something, and they're not having a good time, but that wouldn't be good. I have dogs. I love dogs. Sounds like I hear humans yelling now. Okay. So, let's check in, Aubrey. I mean,
they're jealous of the podcast. They want to get in here.
Everyone is. All right, Aubrey, lean in. How's it? How you doing, man? What's going on? What's the check-in? What's up?
Good, man. Check-in's good. I'm good. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Tell us a little more.
You know, we did a bike ride before the show today. That felt good. Get warmed up. Get those muscles in shape. And, man, it's an oven over here, huh?
Yeah.
It's an oven over here in Crockett. And but feeling good. They often say that the keys to happiness are sleep, exercise, and diet, right? So it's good to get exercise. That was fun. It was a little bike order warrior training session. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. What have you been doing lately? Up to?
Playing a lot of music as usual. Okay. Metal band and indie rock band. Sort of indie rock. 90s rock.
90s-ish rock.
90s-ish rock.
Plus metal. Playing a lot of music. Cool. How you been feeling?
Settling into my new place in Oakland, which is pretty cool. Feeling great. I feel like a horizon moment, like when you realize you're going to level up or something. Mm. You get that feeling that you know you're going to level up at something. Mm-hmm. So, getting that feeling.
Tell me more about that.
And it's kind of like rattlers in the stomach.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you're like careful.
Careful, a little trepidatious.
Hey.
Hi.
What? I'm going to go get a sandwich. Oh, you're so sweet.
I think. Okay. Thank you.
That was my wife. All right, keep going.
So that's it, basically. Feeling pretty good, feeling like a horizon moment is approaching.
So can you tell me more about your horizon feelings, and is there anything else there, or not? That's just sort of, you know.
That's just general direction.
Okay.
It's positive things.
Positive. Horizon-y positive.
Positive things.
I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good to hear.
Feels good.
Okay. All right.
Sun is shining. The wind is not blowing. The
sun is shining. It is warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all's right with the world, as far as I'm concerned, at this moment.
That's good to hear, man.
But maybe not the universe or the whole world, but a part of the world, the little part that I inhabit.
It's starting to feel good.
You know, you just want to carve out a little piece of happiness for yourself, right?
Right. You know, I mean, I'm sure our audience is just aching to hear any more details you're willing to share, but perhaps that will unfold over time.
Yeah, milk it over several episodes.
Okay. All right. All right.
I need like a wet washcloth.
Yeah. Well, because it's so warm in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Well, I appreciate it.
How you doing?
Well, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I got pretty stressed out. This was my first week of doing my pool business by myself. I just finished yesterday late. And I did my very first repair, and it turns out that what I did didn't solve the problem. Now, I didn't diagnose it. The seller diagnosed it, and he was like, he put this thing on, and then he went back again later, and he spent 2 hours and still couldn't figure out what was going on. And so I feel weird about that. Like, I feel like a little vindicated, like, okay, he doesn't know what the hell's going on either.
Right.
And also, like, dang, we're in trouble because we don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like a nightmare. What I'll do is, on a future episode, I'll take a photo of their system, Aubrey.
Okay.
It is a nightmare. It's new, which is a problem.
Oh, it's
yes.
New.
It's both completely new and completely jerry-rigged.
Huh.
So that's a large bug. Yeah, I can see that there.
It's a large wasp.
I wonder if it's going to land on a camera or something. You'll be so fortunate.
That'd be cool.
Right? You know? It's intense.
And so it's new? It's
a lot. So there's this... Okay, so very wealthy people work for one of those famous companies we use all day. Just know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a really nice built-in hot tub, like in-ground concrete built-in hot tub, and then several steps below that, a large in-built pool on this hill. And there's this pool house, and there's just this spider just... It's just this nightmare... twisty, starts somewhere, goes somewhere else. There are four pumps going every fucking which way for some reason. Somebody sold them.
Do they have like landscape features too? Water features?
It's all for the pool. Somebody sold them.
What about from the hot tub?
Well, they're all in the same system is the thing.
Okay. So someone sold them on just tons of equipment?
Yes. And there's, like, the actuators are, like, barely fit under this weirdly angled tubes. And they've got, like, reserve suctions on the wrong ends that wouldn't even work if there was a problem. And, like, there's a bunch of stuff wrong. And, of course, now that, you know, you do it for a while, you get to know some of these pool and hot tub plumbing, I tend to go, well, I know how it would be best. But it's, like, right. I want to stay away from that. I more so want to, like, be able to solve problems. And so far, this first thing has been a bit of a stumper, which is unfortunate. But
you didn't diagnose it. Someone else diagnosed it.
Right. The seller, the guy, John, who's a cool guy. It'd be cool to have him on the show.
Hmm.
He just had a baby. I mean, his wife just had a baby. So, yeah. All right. So we can get that giant wasp out of here. All kinds of animals today.
Yeah.
So
everyone wants to be on the podcast.
Almost. He does want to be. Go. You know, almost. Okay. So.
There you go.
Rebecca, my wife, she knows where I am, mostly on the phone, because, like, we just happen to both share where we both are, like, with the GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And she found me when I was at a stop, and it was actually because it was around the corner from where she works.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, here's a paper, and if you get done before a certain time, you can turn it in, and we'll get closer to have the paperwork we need. Da-da-da. And, like, just her doing that, which was completely reasonable, melted my brain. Like, it threw me off the rails. It took me 45 minutes for me to, like, make sense of what I was doing, to catch back up to what I was trying to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff, because there's, like, dogs I didn't know were there. There's people in a house, but they left dogs, and they just moved there because the house was just sold. And, like, I'm doing the thing, and the dogs are going crazy. And then she's like, hey, do you want to do some paperwork? And I was like, ah! I tried to deal with it as best as I could, the stress. But I mean, I was like, I feel derailed at the end of the conversation. And it's like, that probably wasn't the most helpful.
Yeah, but, you know, reasonable.
But it was. And then I explained it, and it's just like, it's just, there's so many mechanical things to learn. It's just, I'm faking it. I'm fake till I make it. That's what I'm doing. I go up, and I'm assessing every time. Like, I don't know what's going on. I had to figure it out, too.
Yeah.
So that's stressful for me.
Sounds about right.
And so there's a lot going on there. And
I think there's a lot of that going on in the world in general.
Okay. All right. I feel that. I feel that.
You know? Seems that way.
You know, maybe so.
Which is okay. You know, it's fine.
Well, because you're learning. We're learning.
Everyone's learning.
So I made it through my first week. I did.
Cool.
And it was cool. I think I'm going to be okay, and I feel pretty good about that. I don't feel so good about that I'm probably not going to go to any of Burning Man.
Yeah, my guitar. Did I tell you my guitarist is going?
No.
Yeah, he just last minute like is going.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Last minute is going. Like that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh hey. I could pull it off if someone was like, you know, like 2 days before was like, oh, I can't go. I'll sell them for face value. And then I could go like Thursday. Like I would work my Tuesday and my Wednesday.
Coming back Sunday?
I come back Monday.
Monday.
Sunday or Monday.
Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah.
Or I might be able to go like
3 to 4 nights.
Yeah. Mm. 3-4 nights. It's like, oh, I have this little whimper of a dream of a hope that it might work out.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
for full price, would you go?
I think so. I think I would pay $400. $400.
Yeah.
Plus the vehicle pass.
It's the same as $389 for the same as last year. Did it go up?
No, it's actually $400. It went up like $11.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Remember they included that crazy tax now? That's not Burning Man. That's Nevada going, give it to me.
Yeah.
My first year, I only paid $180 because I did drumming at the Conclave, but, you know, times have passed. So, like, I feel a lot.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
How would you get a Burning Man ticket?
You know, I would find it on Craigslist or there'd be some mention or I'd make a post on Facebook and go, and then I would need, like, coverage from John, the seller, for those, like, 2 days. He'd probably do 2 days of coverage.
You think he'd be okay with that?
I think we could work it out.
Like right as you start here.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm trepidatious, and it's probably a not. So the other half is it's probably not, and I should just do the work. But it's like, damn it. It's like going home, though. Hmm. So I really want to go to Burning Man, and I have all the shit. I have the bikes and the shade and the van, and I'm ready to go. I just don't have the coverage worked out or a ticket.
Hmm.
And I sort of don't care about the financial cost because I like Burning Man so much more than I like money. It's like uncomparable to me.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's cool. My check-in.
Cool.
So there you go.
Checking in.
All right, so we're here on the show today, and we're going to talk about some things. Aubrey, what do you got?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing, folks.
I don't have internet.
Oh, well, do you have a mind?
Let's see. Let me check if I have a mind. Hold on.
Stand by, mind check.
Yeah, you got something? You got a topic?
Well, I got a few things. It's more visual. So we just had the shall I take over and then you'll okay. I'm taking over.
Yeah.
So we just had the eclipse.
Oh yeah.
And I went out to Martinez Marina.
Huh.
And I had an interesting experience because I didn't see any eclipse.
Yeah, could you see much? Was it overcast?
Absolutely zero.
Yeah. That was my experience.
Yeah, so
totally overcast.
There's a lot of people there too. There was like hundreds of people at the Martinez Marina. It's a big open spot. I have a little.
Couldn't see anything.
I have a couple little shots. Yeah.
All right. Let's
ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
So it's pretty cool though.
So
what I did see of it, I mean,
lots of people went to Central Nevada, and I had this weird thought about the eclipse. Like I almost went. My mom's house is in the 100% strip.
I know.
And I was like, we were going to go, but then again, the coverage thing from the job, and it's like, ah. Yeah. And then we heard that it was going to take double the time on all the freeways. And so it's a 10-hour drive each way. So we're talking about 40 hours of driving for a 3-day period for a time. That's
Wait,
what 10 was
10 hours each way?
Yeah.
Oh.
To where my mom lives.
That's the normal time.
Yeah.
So you'd be a 20-hour drive.
40
there.
Hours of driving for a 3-day trip. And I was like, no, that's too much. Turns out there was no traffic. People left from the Bay Area on whatever Sunday, because it happened Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like not a single stitch of traffic anywhere. And it was like, what the fuck? It's crazy. Oregon, excuse me. Oregon hyped it up so much. They were like, it's going to bring your own water.
running out of fuel. Bring your own food. Do not expect to camp. You will be fine if you sleep on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And it was like all this stuff for...
No friendship, no smiling, no laughter.
Not permitted.
So it was just a hype problem. They hyped it up too much.
And that's why we didn't go.
And it probably hurt them. It probably hurt their business.
They were probably
people
worried.
People didn't go because there was so much hype.
They were worried. So, okay. Huh. So that's the like bureaucratic end. But the ISIS end is like, okay, say you're ISIS. And say you want to bomb some people who think differently than you, people who might care about things like a covering of the sun more so than the Holy Quran or something.
Right. You're saying that would be a good opportune time to do
it? It popped in my mind. Yeah. Is that crazy? That I was a little afraid of that?
Because people are distracted by the eclipse.
And that it's heresy. That's a heretical act to be idolizing any sort of thing, you know, because the prophet hath no, no image. So is that weird? Does that make me weird?
No, I think that's not weird.
Okay.
Yep. Margarita and the Camelback. Pretty good.
It's been done before. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, the solar eclipse, I had that weird thought come up. And, of course, when I apply empathy and imagination to the situation, it's like, well, you know, nothing happened and that's silly. And
yeah.
ISIS only has like 6,000 fighters.
Yeah, they're not that big.
I
think they might be distributed.
They're distributed across the Syrian border. Yeah,
to distribute.
But there's not that many people. I'm like wondering why it's such a big deal. It's only like 6,000 fighters. Hmm. Or maybe that's old info, you know?
It's hard to even know what the hell is true.
It is hard to even know what
or
the hell
what's
is
accurate.
True. What's the spin? At least there probably is an ISIS. It seems like that's probably true.
It's probably true.
And there are other groups that are somewhat similar. And basically is equally as bad, but ISIS is the most famous. Yeah. But even the name's a misnomer, because ISIL is the same thing.
Right.
Could be ice anything. Yeah. Could be ice baby.
Could be the Egyptian god come back.
To me, it's like to Western civilization, ISIS represents like this, the black dot of like total impossible to exist thing.
You mean sustainability wise?
And yet here we are, coexisting, sort of. It's like the yin and yang thing.
The,
like
as
the
world
dot.
Gets smaller and transportation gets better, I think we won't be as isolated from each other.
I agree. Maglev trains.
Yeah. So that's why.
Hyper fast yachts.
That's why it seems like it's coming to a head again, because there were wars. There were wars with Muslims in the ancient past, you know.
It's true. But it's not Muslims that are the problem.
Yeah, whatever you call it. People who want to spread the caliphate around the world and just have nuclear winter all the time.
Totally. Sounds like a kick-ass
under
party.
Darkened skies.
Yeah. So the solar eclipse.
So the solar eclipse... It was probably interpreted in different ways around the world.
I bet it was. What ways do you think it might have been interpreted?
I don't know. Are there still tribes that just don't coexist with civilization?
There are supposedly some island tribes that don't connect with civilization.
And did they know about it? Did they not know about it? How would they have taken it when it happened, you know?
Cows freaked out. I saw videos of cows freaking out.
Yeah, that's like with hurricanes and storms, too. Like, dogs and shit know. They can sense. And they get all, like, subdued, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cats?
Cats, dogs, cows, humans.
Sheep? Giraffe?
Giraffe?
Mm-hmm. Deer?
Mosquitoes?
Mayonnaise?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Isn't there supposed to be another eclipse in like 9 years?
It's like 6 years. It's going to be in California too, I think.
Same deal.
I think there's. It doesn't cross the whole United States. It goes, I think, up to Canada. I could be wrong, folks. I might want to double check these facts, but I'm pretty sure it's like 6 years away, and I think it crosses. It does cross North America, but not the whole thing.
But it's the same solar eclipse, full solar eclipse.
I don't know if it's full.
Because I thought it was like once in the 99 years.
Dude, but they say that every time, and every few years there's another one that's like, this is the only one that's every 100 years. And I'm like...
It's all marketing, isn't it? It's all hype.
But who's marketing solar eclipses, though? Fucking townships? Just like Redmond, Oregon? People, they're advertising that?
Just people's brains.
Yeah, it is just people's brains.
It's going to be zombie apocalypse. No food, no water. Bring gas before you come. No friendship, no smiling. Try not to die. Come to Oregon.
Oregon. G-O-N-E.
You know, it's a Native American word.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is California a Native American word?
No, it's a mythical place. California, I think it's, is it Greek? Like, it's a word, Greek word. And it stands for, it means like a magical place of great abundance.
Huh. It's a branding problem.
No, man. It's another marketing problem. California rocks. It's like, if I could, I would live my whole life in California. I hopefully will. Probably will.
Hmm.
I mean, I've moved out a few times.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Gotta say.
I lived in Chicago like a year. I was in Baltimore for 3 months straight. Baltimore.
Baltimore's
the best part about Zeist. Baltimore was the food, probably. Like the crab and stuff. That's probably the best part.
You could get good slacks there, too.
Like dress pants?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just said they had some good stores. Some good stores down there.
Oh,
we're getting the...
Don't touch that cable, Aubrey.
This one? Headphone?
Yeah. Maybe not.
My headphone cable.
I wonder if the audience can hear the clicking.
Yeah, some good slacks in Baltimore.
Well, are they thick?
Wicked.
Because it's cold as fuck there.
Wicked good slacks.
Wicked good slacks. Yeah. I wonder, it might be a temperature situation.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can push through. Oh, you know what? The sun's on the computer.
It seems like only when the computer. Only when you talk.
Yeah. Well, here, let's I'll play a video here and go ahead. Thanks. This is a little shot of my three-legged dog and the neighbor dog doing their thing. I think like people used to watch dogs as TV in the past because it's pretty entertaining to see them wrestle. He got cool teeth, and then he's still got three legs touching the ground, but he holds his own. He's pretty tough. I have seen him kick one dog's ass before. It's sounding better. It's still there a little, but it's like milder.
Hello? Is that a video of Loki?
It is, and the neighbor dog, Ziggy. But, it's over now. So, the clicking sounds better. Let's see, it's still there, but I do think it was the computer cooking.
Okay.
All right, well,
I wonder if it'll come through with the music. Got a music track.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe a quick word from our sponsor.
Let's do that. Let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, it does come through.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Well, I was thinking of making some gelled meat casserole.
But we had that for breakfast.
Well, how about a nice big stack of salt pancakes with melted gummy bear sauce?
But we had that for lunch today at school.
Okay, honey. How about a couple of bowls of mayonnaise ice cream?
Cool. All right. Yippee. Can I have the poison ivy flavored ice cream?
You sure can.
And dirt fudge.
Yep.
Oh, Mom, food's the best.
Final Corp is a super, mega, ultra, pan-galactic corporation with offices in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, London, Tokyo, Shanghai, Oslo, Zurich, Prague, Sydney, St. Petersburg, the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, the Oort cloud, the Andromeda Galaxy, Tuppy's Razors, Shredded Pants, sausage babies, tinted reflex antlers, the behexed is fixpants.
Thank you, Final Corp.
You got a little loose in the end there. You know what I mean? It seemed like they kind of broke up.
They're a weird company. Corporation. Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse you.
That click is still there. Maybe just power through it. What do you think?
Let's just keep powering through it for now. So, final thoughts on solar eclipses, or shall we move on?
That's it. Pretty cool event. I didn't see much. I saw a bunch of clouds.
Saw nothing.
That was it.
Yeah. I hope you guys saw something nice. I hope it was a fun spiritual experience for y'all. Can you ding it?
Let's ding it.
Cool.
Oh. All right. Let's do that ding.
So, is it time for Sounds Good, or did you have something else?
I could do a Sounds Good.
All right, folks. This Sounds Good is brought to you by Final Corp. Finally, a corporation with all of its needs in mind.
One moment, please.
Stand by.
This is an older tune. Cool. Thank you. That was a song I did some years ago. It's called What Was Discovered on Clermsum.
Clermsum?
Yeah. And Clermsum is a planet that exists in the sort of Lego mythology that my brother and
Cloutier
I...
Cloutier lineage.
Yeah. The Gaspa system. So that was like an ambient tune of very low quality. I think I recorded it in like some proprietary Sony's multi-track recorder that was there for a minute.
Sony made it. Yeah, Sony made it.
Acid, I think it was called.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm used to Tascam more myself, but. Mm.
So that's a Sounds Good.
Cool. Well, I have a Sounds Good.
Cool.
So, newer listeners, longtime listeners of the podcast may recognize this.
End super abruptly like that.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah. So that song, it'd be fun to collaborate with some vocalists, maybe rappers even on that one, or both. I'm not sure. And I would extend, you know, make, you know, bridges and choruses and such. But
Death Hop.
Know. Oh, shit. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks? One more time, Aubrey. Give that to us.
Death Hop.
Huh. Hmm. Huh.
Yeah, a lot of tapping going on in that song.
Yeah.
Was that like, live?
I actually jazz? Tapped that on my phone. So the phone, you can play MIDI instruments. Oh, okay. And I tapped. That's not like pre-recorded.
So, right, right.
You know, all right. You know what I mean?
Performed, but it performed on an iPhone.
Performed on an iPhone. Yeah, which cool. is kind of part of the... it's like, it's a good medium that I like to do. In fact, I'm probably going to start a new album soon, which I'm excited about.
Cool.
Album 2 from Drew Clark's iPhone Music. I like the limitations of the iPhone.
Is that a teaser from it?
No. That's my old. That's the old album. Yeah, that's available on SoundCloud. You can find me on Solipsis 83. It's Solipsis 83. Because that's the year I was born.
Right.
Solipsis was taken, and I was like, "What?
Huh?
It was taken."
SoundCloud. It's a made-up word, though, isn't it?
No, it's real. Solipsis? Well, there's actually a company called Solipsis.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a real word. Cool.
Yeah, totally.
Nice, sounds good.
Yeah, let's sing it out.
Did you have a topic?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, topic. Ready for the topic? It's topic time. We're going to use our imagination.
Who is there?
And we're going to describe, maybe with our eyes closed, because the thing is, I want us to really picture what just feeds our soul. And now think big, like, not just unlimited resources, but imagine you have time to set it up and there would be things to do it. But connect it to the reality of now. Connect it to what's possible in the present. What would be the most ideal living arrangement?
Huh. in a coffin by night, prowling the streets. No, in a coffin by day. Sorry.
Prowling the streets.
Prowling the streets.
That's
night.
A weird flying answer, around. Yeah.
Flying around at night. No. Ideal living situation. You sort of want personal space, but you want. You sort of don't want to be alone, and you want you want like outdoor zones.
Okay, keep going.
And maybe your indoor zones aren't all rectilinear. Maybe they're more flowing, like tubes circular? And waves and intestines and circular. And there's nothing is straight. There's an architect that does that. I forget
roughly
his name.
Roughly.
But nothing is straight. There's no right angles. There's no corners in the inside zone. So it's kind of like a hobbit hole-ish, okay. Maybe.
So you don't need any angles.
So maybe with a water feature near it.
Oh, hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, it's a hot day.
Yeah.
It is. What you got going on?
Some sandwiches.
Cool.
Cool.
Tell us how you're doing.
Oh, man. I'm pretty exhausted.
Check in with Rebecca.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, pretty exhausted.
What have you been doing? Working on the business?
Well, it's kind of strange. Like, we got back from our honeymoon, and I thought I was going to spend August building our business, but I somehow, like, obligated myself to not just one, but two different jobs that have just kind of sucked me away. I feel like I got caught in some weird current, and I'm like struggling to come up for air now. Like, how did I get myself into this situation? I've been working so much.
So you took on another job in addition to the job you already had?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I was trying to phase out of my restaurant job, and I did not practice strong boundaries, and I said,
okay,
I'll leave when it's convenient for you guys when you found my replacement.
And they were like,
immediately regretted that, but I already said I would do that, so they really have milked that opportunity.
I see.
And then I tried to find a job, part-time job, to replace the restaurant job, and it's ended up being, I knew in the interview process that it just wasn't going to be good for me, and I said I wasn't going to do the job. I emailed them, was like, I'm taking myself out of the running, and then they contacted me. Unaware that I had sent that email. And
offering you.
Yeah, and then when I shared, I sent an email saying X, Y, and Z, they were like, well, we really need you, though. Can we, like, do a 30-day trial? And I, again, problem with boundaries, said, yeah, that's fine. And I've just been in this weird vortex of nonstop work.
Yeah.
Just really nonstop. I wake up in the morning, spend a couple hours on our business, then I go to Pleasant Hill and work for like 5 hours for these people, and then I leave from there to go to Oakland to work late into the night serving.
Is it some of it fear? Like, because I know when I want to work all the time, it's like fear of not having money or expenses or, you know, future, trying to mitigate against future things, you know?
Yeah. It feels like the thing that's most alive in me, in regards to why this has occurred, is like people pleasing, codependency stuff, like not wanting to let people down or disappoint them,
right?
And saying yes before even checking in with myself of like whether I'm actually a yes,
right? Never say no to a gig type,
yeah,
type thing.
So,
huh.
It took me a really long time in a dynamic like that to get out of the restaurant that we all worked at, Cafe Gratitude. It took me like 2 years Took me about 6 months to end the cycle with Camino, and tonight's my last night, the restaurant I work at. And then people, okay. After about a week of working for them, I was like, I need you to know we're
it's not going
to
work.
It's time to start the exit planning.
Already?
Why is that? Why?
I just know it's not for me.
Yeah.
I just know it's not for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the question I was thinking of on the way over here was like, you know, what do you do when it feels like your capacity is totally spent? Like you're running on fumes. You've reached the end of your capacity.
Mm. Go camping.
But stopping isn't an option. There like isn't right. actually the opportunity to say, you know what, I can't, I'm done. I know I said I would, but I'm not actually gonna show up.
I would say delegate or hire someone to do your paperwork.
Well, the example that comes to mind for me is the woman that the couple that we're purchasing our business from. She just went through a very, very rough pregnancy. Mm-hmm. She had to get a C-section because apparently it's called her true pelvis is too small.
Didn't know there was a false pelvis.
Right?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. She discovered that when trying to give birth now to her first child. And they realized as she was starting the process of giving birth that the baby wasn't going to be able to come out. And they had to literally rip that baby out of her because its heart rate was dropping. It was stuck in her birth canal.
God damn it. Did the fire department come in with the jaws of life? And
so this was her second time around, and she had a C-section plan. She wasn't even going to try. She was like, nah, we'll just...
Was it her second child?
Yeah. And they botched the operation and sliced open her bladder.
Oh, okay.
So
imagine that. That sounds like terrible.
She had to have
that's cool.
A catheter with a bag in her whole situation. Ooh-ha. In her bladder.
Through a hole in her skin.
Jesus.
No, because the bladder itself was healing and it wasn't able while it was healing to retain liquid.
She had to have like a baggie inside there.
Through the urethra, baggie inside, and a cord coming out.
Good night. That is uncomfortable.
Taped to her leg while trying to deal with a newborn, while trying to deal with her 2-year-old son, who likes climbing on her and would try to pull on the thing coming out of her body.
Jesus.
Oh, and, you know, I'm just looking at this woman as she's telling me this story, and I'm like... I literally don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, that's an example of a situation
putting it in perspective.
Where, like, it would make total sense to go, like, that's enough. I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to go away now. I fold. I bid you all adieu. I'll let you know when I may be
excused.
Have the capacity to interact with you all again. I'm going to go in a dark hole and... be on my phone for 72 hours. Like, but that's not an option. That is absolutely not an option.
But also, you're not in that position. So your difficulties.
But I could be.
Can be.
So this is.
Compared and sort of, you can say, okay, it's not that bad.
No, I'm not trying to say that I'm.
Right. It's not a competition.
The point I'm making is this is the example from which I posed the question, what do you do?
Right.
When you're under the impression that you are at the end of your capacity, there's nothing left to give, but the situation at hand doesn't allow you to say, I'm done and I'm walking away. You have to move through the situation. And it's not going to stop. Like, that's nice that you're done, but this isn't over. So
maybe some kind of reframing, like, if I can get through this, I can get through anything.
Well, it seems to me like it's in those moments that our capacity is forced to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So capacity just is right. actually a choice. Like it really, it feels like it's this finite thing that I have this like storage container inside of me.
It's flexible though. It's like a bladder.
It has to be. She was like, you know, I don't, I just got over it. I had to. So I got over it. I kind of right. forgot it happened. It happened like 3 weeks ago. And I met with her in this cafe and she was happy and like stable and just talking to me and being like, oh my God, yeah, it was awful. And I was like,
you're like, huh, humans.
Wow.
Pretty resilient creatures.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah, you like you have a life meter or whatever and it drops to the very zero, but then you realize you have like, you can go to negative 10. Yeah. And yeah. then once it goes down a little bit, you actually gain a little bit of life in your health meter. Like a video game. Yeah. Like Zelda when you get those extra hearts and so you have more capacity.
So it's, I mean, it's really, I mean, her discomfort clearly far exceeds the discomfort that I'm experiencing right now. But I'm, I like, my like teeth are on edge and I'm irritable and I want to yell. Like what sounds better than going into work tonight is like, running through a field screaming and then like hitting something and then eating a bunch of food and drinking myself till everything goes dark. Like
that's not possible. And that's for some reason that's not possible. But we could you could reframe it. Yeah. Yeah. Is that your first date with Drew?
No. Not even close.
Just meet me in this field. I'll be the one screaming, running towards you.
Our date, our first date, most basically all our dates are very polite and measured.
Good,
and
good.
There's a lot of sweetness in there too.
Good.
And silliness.
So you could reframe it like, well, this is my last night there. This is your last night at that job, right?
Yes. It's my last night.
So that's a cool thing.
It's a very cool thing. I'm very excited about it. Oh, you guys, it's way too hot in this room.
Yeah, super hot.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah, I'm...
Delirium-inducing hot.
Yeah, the level of sweatiness in here is just not consensual. So...
Yep.
For now you can escape.
Yes, I can. For now I can, so I will. It's been fun.
Yeah, we have to be this sweaty all the time.
No choice.
No choice.
There's sandwiches.
Thank you to Rebecca, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. That was so amazing.
That was a Rebecca check-in.
Cool.
Pretty
Thank
cool.
you to Rebecca Claire Ainsworth Clark. She has my last
Capacity.
Name now.
Okay. Huh. Nice. Hyphenated or just
She's a
just
four-named
an
person
another.
Such yeah. as I am.
Cool. Good.
A four-named person.
Good, good, good. Well, boys and girls, what do we got?
We were describing the ideal living situation. Now, when I think about this, I think about...
Okay, so let me summarize what I had.
Okay, yeah, you want to summarize it? Go ahead.
You need some indoor space that's maybe not rectilinear, so it can soothe your body... and your mind and cultivate creativity. And then you have need some outdoor space as well, probably more than your indoor space, because you want to be able to have like a little your own Garden of Eden sort of in the back. And you also probably don't want to be alone, so you got to be living with somebody.
Like how close would
some
the next
kind of, it has to be
symbiotic.
It's like all symbiotic. Everything has to be symbiotic.
It's like how many feet between your pillow do you want the next family or personal space's pillow to be?
100 feet.
That's completely reasonable.
Yeah.
Like your heads are 100 feet apart when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough space.
To be enough. Even
I would like 1,000,
yeah.
I think.
I think 100 is a good...
But a spherical 100. Imagine if you had a spherical 100.
Yeah. For a building had, or yeah. for the outside too.
Say we had land and you had a spherical 100 feet to yourself and you put your dwelling wherever on that you wanted.
Right.
And then you did your garden, wherever on that you wanted.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done.
And then the next person's over, they might say, well, I need 110 feet. Maybe they have 110 feet, whatever. And then so on and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. That would work.
See, to me, that's semi-ideal.
100-foot sphere. Like yeah. Maybe, let's see, a basement. Basically, the whole building is a sphere, but the bottom, like, third is underground, maybe.
And, like, the 100 feet would include your outside space, too.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then you have a basement, main level,
and then
upper canopy, porch,
maybe
whatever.
Two levels above land, including the basement.
Yeah.
And then, like, some kind of deck. There has to be, like, a deck on top of that or something.
Yep. Terraced, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Water features, south hot facing, tub, yeah. Pool.
Oh, yeah. You know,
TD
automated
30,
garden.
TD50.
We'll do the robo farmer. What's that? Nano robot?
Oh, the
Farmbot. That's it.
Farmbot.
Farmbot. We'll do Farmbot, but we'll get a big one, and he'll do, like, you know, a big ol' section. Hell yeah. See, that to me seems ideal. Also, solar panels.
You need a lot of energy
wind,
to make this thing
right?
happen.
I'm thinking we have a solar field on top of the buildings, and like we make all of our shade structures.
Right,
there's solar.
Like a central post that goes up through your dwelling, through my dwelling, which is a sphere, and then it just goes up through the top deck, rooftop deck where the hot tub is.
Of course.
And then it's just a fucking wind turbine. So it goes pretty high up, though.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just there. And we got solar panels on the end covering the sphere.
Yeah, like your shade, totally.
And maybe some other outbuildings that have solar panels on them.
Yeah, like a pool house. You might need a pool house for the equipment.
Yeah.
But we're going to invent
a shed or something.
We're going to invent a solar powered pump that runs at all times and lasts for a decade. And it's the same price as regular pumps now. That's what we're going to invent. It's going to be great.
I think we can invent the canister, the like water canister, pressurized water canister for your bike.
Oh,
but it's just rigid. It's just like collapsible, semi-rigid plastic that accordions in from one end, because there's like a spring or an elastic.
It's like an outer shell, sort of.
Yeah, it's just okay. So as you drink water, it collapses and collapses and collapses. Because of the elastic that's on it.
That's cool.
You know, that would be pretty cool.
I like that.
Because then you could have it in any orientation, and it would still give you water. Like my Camelback, I had it today riding. It was like this, because the back rack is slightly tilted. So the opening was here, and where you suck from is here. So it was hard to suck from there, because...
Sometimes
it's
hard to suck
because the water level was down here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you can't have the Camelback upside down. Whereas with this canister pump thing, you could. And it wouldn't require any electricity.
I usually have two rubber bands on my Camelback, and it has a rigid frame. And then those three together make it work. But today I had many problems with the soggy bag.
Floppity.
I'll just switch back.
Floppity bags. Cool. You got anything else? I think.
You know what? I think that's it. I think that is our show. And I think we should do some music. A little bit of music is what I think we should do.
Okay.
So you want to start?
Music, like, sounds good or just.
Music out for a bit as they drive in traffic.
Okay. Let's try to do.
I'd also like to take a shout out to all of our friends in India who are checking us out and spreading the word. Appreciate it.
Yes. Very cool. A lot of likes on Facebook from our Indian friends. Much appreciated. You can check us out on patreon.com/empathyandimagination and also on YouTube.
We live stream this show on youtube.com/empathyandimaginationlive every Saturday at 2...
PM. And also, we're leaving on a UFO very soon.
We're very soon leaving on a UFO.
Also, empathyandimagination.com. You can find a little write-ups on each show.
Whoops, sorry
about
that.
Downloadable MP3 file that you can play on your Microsoft Zune. We'd like to thank Apple for inventing TV and Microsoft for inventing the internet. We'd also like to thank Nikola Tesla for the theory of relativity and Albert Einstein for the Model T made by Ford. Yeah,
thank you. Yes,
thank
that was
you.
Correct.
All great thinkers of the past.
Yes.
So, you got drums over there? Or you want some real music? Oh, there you go. What happened?
The imagination coming at ya live from Crockett, California. I told you, there I said it. We talk about shit that's funny, and we apply empathy to it. We play music. We go on bicycle trips. We try to tell the truth.
Okay, well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next Saturday at around 2 p.m. Pacific
Standard
Time.
And if you're interested in becoming a live audience member, send us an email or a Facebook message, Empathy and Imagination.
Thank you.
For tickets.